And it looks like the big guys are in hot pursuit of one of the internet's top social networking sites. Microsoft is reportedly looking into buying a stake in Facebook. That investment would value the company at least $10 billion. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
A $10 billion valuation for a company launched just 3.5 years ago by a Harvard undergrad is stunning. It reflects the degree to which Facebook has become a primary site for email, creating mini blogs, sharing pictures, videos, personal information, and much more. Facebook now ranks among the top internet sites for the number of visitors, about 40 million worldwide. Charlene Lee is an analyst at Forrester Research.
There's a lot of interest in Facebook now because they are on an incredible growth spurt, and also because people are, when they go on there, they're spending a large amount of time there.
Advertisers like that, of course, but Facebook is more than a media site. Because of the way it has been built, all kinds of future services could be built into it or put on top of it, adding immensely to its value. Microsoft's talks with Facebook, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, are said to be preliminary, and neither company is discussing them publicly. Microsoft is desperately trying to strengthen its advertising platform to compete with Google, and linking with Facebook would do that. But Google isn't expected to stand idly by. It has reportedly had its own discussions about buying a stake in Facebook. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Amazon launches a music download site today. The online music store will sell songs for between 89 and 99 cents. It will be possible to play the music on every available player from the iPod to the Zune. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that Amazon may be the first digital music site that can really compete with Apple's iTunes store.
Walmart sells music downloads, so do Microsoft and Yahoo. Real Networks has Rhapsody. There's eMusic for independent labels. But none of those companies have come close to challenging the hegemony of iTunes, which has sold more than 3 billion songs. Apple has created a complete ecosystem with its best-selling music player, the iPod, and a very easy-to-use online retail shop. People just like it, says Mike McGuire, an analyst at Gartner who follows Apple.
Because it's easy. They can see the content, they can find things they want, and they're able to pay for them very quickly and get out of the store with the stuff they want.
Still, McGuire says because people already go to Amazon to make other purchases, they can easily slip into using the online music store.
For example, they may have an existing retail relationship with Amazon because they buy a lot of books there. Right? It's like, oh my gosh, not only do I have iTunes, now I can buy a piece of content here.
Amazon has made a name for itself by making the online shopping experience simple, and the new music downloads will come up as part of any music search, says Bill Carr, vice president of digital music and video download businesses. So if I go and search for CDs for an artist like KT Tunstall,
but I said, no, 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 no.
Included in the listings, you'll also see the digital downloads as one of the options. And you can click on one of those options and go to a page that gives you the details of all the tracks available on her record.
Amazon's also got a deal that Apple does not.
Look, if you had one shot.
On the Amazon store, it will be possible to download Eminem and thousands of other Universal Music artists without digital rights management, or DRM, which means the music can be played on any digital music device. Universal is the largest of all the record companies. On Apple, your DRM-free choices are much more limited. And Amazon is doing something Apple refuses to do. Not every song will be the same price, says Carr.
Just like our CD store today, where it's not a one-size price-fits-all proposition, where record companies provide us with lower costs, we pass those savings on to consumers.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs insists that customers like Apple's 99 cents a track because it's less confusing. Eric Garland is CEO of Big Champagne, which follows online entertainment.
No one has really proven otherwise. There's not a company out there doing the kind of volume that iTunes does with a variable pricing scheme.
He says Amazon also has a disadvantage because it only has two of the four major record labels and most of the independents. Apple has all four and the independents, so there are some artists fans just won't be able to download from Amazon. Still, Garland thinks that's less of a disadvantage for Amazon than for other online retailers because Amazon sells the artists' DVDs and CDs.
Amazon will always deliver the product. Now, in some cases, you'll have an additional format. But it means that it's much less imperative that they get all of those deals in place. They're already selling music from all four major music companies.
Garland and other observers think eventually the other music companies will start selling DRM-free music on Amazon. But Amazon's success is not assured.
The road is littered with the bodies of the many, many companies that have blown it in this space.
However, Garland believes the major music labels would sure like to see Amazon succeed, so there is more than one big outlet for digital music. And Steve Jobs can't tell them what to do. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.